kind of knocked on the table.
That? What?
It's all right. Just was wondering if I might be able to join you, if that's all right.
What?
I was wondering if I might be able to join you.
Why didn't you just say so?
I did.
Sit down!
Yes. I see you're a fellow practitioner.
What the hell did you just call me?
Of the magical arts.
Oh! I have my tricks.
As do we all.
Well.
What brings you to this fair city? And not that fair, I know.
Well, I don't like to travel here normally, but there's a... one of the members of a guild I'm part of, strangely part of several, there was rumor of a crevice that opened up to the south that led to a ruin of some kind, and he's a junior member of the guild, and I thought he might be able to help. Need some help, because he's an idiot.
Oh, goodness. Well, I should let you know, I'm actually part of an adventuring company, me and my friend Asim here.
Ah! When did you get here?
He has his tricks.
I have my tricks.
Well, don't trick an old man! Give me a
most of my
heart
tricks.
Attack!
Are you all right?
I've only had three this year.
Are you all right? Are you all right?
What?
He's a surprising fellow. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Well, we are part of an adventuring company, and if you need any assistance, we would be very interested.
Oh, I don't swing that way.
No,
he's asking if you would like us to help look at your crevice.
Oh!
That wasn't better.
See, that makes more sense.
This ruin that you were describing.
Oh, the ruins! Why didn't you say that?
We were wondering if you needed any, anyone to help you, explore them or anything like that.
What do you charge?
Well, we're pretty flexible. We're just getting started here, so we don't really have any set rates. We've been mainly taking bounties off the board.
Oh, well, I was just going to help him with the bounty. I'm not paying any extra, but I'd split you the bounty.
That sounds reasonable. What's the bounty?
Hold on, let me look through my papers here.
Have to kill a hill giant.
Son of a bitch.
Whole tribe.
Told you.
I seem to have lost all my notes because I've been in seven different campaigns lately. So what was the bounty? It was one of the ones you guys put.
It was one of the ones, okay.
Cavern Expedition, yeah.
Yes.
75 from the Blazers?
Yeah, the Blazers.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the Wayfarers Guilds.
10% fee.
Yes.
Bodyguard for
Dewey Fullont.
Yes.
Huh. Well, let's see here.
Pulls out a scroll.
I kind of pull out my notes as well.
75 gold was the bounty.
Is this for Mr. Fullont?
Yeah.
Okay.
Idiot.
Idiot?
We actually have this as part of our to-do list, actually.
Oh.
We saw it posted on the bounty board out there, so we would be...
Serendipitous.
Indeed. And I kind of look over it and seem like...
Well, all right, I suppose. I'd like you to come along.
When were you planning to make your excursion?
Oh, I'm still researching any rumors about any ancient ruins here. I have a couple days of research yet, but...
I understand. We actually have some other things that we could get done in the meantime while you're getting
all right.
prepared.
Tell you what, I'll let you come with me. I'll give you an even split, 60-40.
That's not even.
You're right. That comes out to 100. Say 75.
We'll negotiate when the rest of our...
40-35.
How about when the rest of our team gets here, we can then do a negotiation?
There's more of you!
There's four of us total.
All right. Fine.
We are staying over at the Kraken's Pantry. Are you familiar?
You're not going to try to rob me, are you? Because I warn you.
No, we've been robbed
in
this town.
We are not thieves.
No.
All right. Well,
unfortunately, we've been the thieving victims in this town. That's
you say you're part of a... You say you're part of a company of men?
Adventurers. Well, there's one woman, but yes.
Oh.
We are very progressive in that way.
All right. Well, if you insist. Name's Dagon. Dagon Schnepper. Nice to meet you.
I'm Half Thor.
Half Thor. Oh, what a grip.
Yes.
Asim Kazadin, at your service.
Nice to meet you.
His hand is old, thin, bony, wrinkly, barely any strength behind it.
I take note and make sure not to, like, you know, squeeze you too tight. Our company is staying at the Kraken's Pantry. You can find us there when you are done with your research and ready to proceed.
Alright. Well, no! How about you come here when you're ready? I'll be down in a couple days.
Okay.
I'm staying here at Thunder Brew's.
Oh, you're staying
I know Thunder Brew. He owes me a favor, so I get to stay here for free. No, you don't! Agree to disagree!
Alright. We will come here in a couple of days and check in on your progress.
Alright! If I need you before then, I'll go to the Kraken's Pants.
And Thunderbrew knows where I'm staying.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
He knows a lot, that Thunderbrew.
Yes.
Well,
thank you. Enjoy your research.
Leave!
I say that on the way out.
Stop sneaking up on me!
I make you no promise.
I also make you no promises next time!
Understood.
What was your name again? Ah, forget it.
You will forget by the time I go.
What?
Farewell.
What?
Then I leave.
Mumbler!
He's a bit high strung, isn't he?
Seems to be very caught up in his...
I resume my seat at the bar and... Actually, I...
Are you this guy's a cross between Willy Wonka and Miracle Max.
An MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato when the mutton is sliced extra thin.
Okay, so I signal with Thunderbrew. Special for my friend here, if you don't mind.
You walk up and he's just chuckling to himself. So you went, you met old Dagon, didn't you?
Yes. Trying to keep my voice down, but...
You know, I almost warned you about him, but good lord, it was worth it not to...
Oh, don't worry, I'll remember. I'll remember.
Oh, lad, you're not threatening me. Anyway.
I'm not threatening you.
Quite an interesting
I'm promising
club.
You.
Oh, all right.
And I just lean over the bar and I just give him a good clap on the shoulder. You're a good guy.
Listen, I'm not that way.
Seems to be going around.
I know.
Perhaps they should get together.
I know how you foreign dwarves are, with your lederhosen and all that stuff. Is just letting you know up front, lad. Don't want to break your heart.
Look, it's been a long time since I've done any shyster porn.
Lad, I was joking. My lord. Morrison's beer, lad.
I feel as though I've missed out on some important cultural context in this conversation.
All right. So, how special? Jesse! How special! All right, you big dumb oaf. I love it when you talk dirty. That wasn't even dirty. It was to me, in my mind, the way I heard it. Anyway, how special is brought out to you?
How long
Thunderbird
do you intend to stay? I'm going to be here for some time.
I was probably going to be closing out some place.
And where are you guys going? Now that John's gone and I need to RP with him.
Right.
It takes you about 10 minutes to get... this all happens over the course of the night. You guys secure what you can of the bag of holding under his breastplate. It looks like he's pregnant. It's like a pregnant cleric, a Bahamut dragonborn walking around. But it's really not inconspicuous.
I'm way too paranoid about them stealing this enormous pouch.
But you know what? Tucked under the breastplate side is going to be very, very difficult to steal without
right?
him noticing.
Like,
that's true.
I'm going to just slip my hand right in here and try to feel for his package. No, like, that's less inclined to happen.
Oh, it's almost impossible to steal unless, you know, you happen to be the head of a thieves guild.
Right. I said less inclined. I didn't say it wasn't going to happen.
Then he rolls a natural one and I take his head off.
The head of the Thieves Guild, sure.
What possibly could go wrong?
That power
right.
creep, though.
I'm sure
so,
he's a little one thief.
I'm
we,
sure.
We leave the temple / guild hall or whatever, and those half-elves intrigued me, so
okay.
I think I'm going to try to kind of seek them out.
Can you follow
I don't,
the two?
Can I follow them?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they're not trying to hide. You see them outside.
Actually, I see another one.
And you see the woman walk up to people, ask them something. They look at her like she's crazy, and they keep walking.
I hustle to try to keep up with them, or not keep up, but catch up with them.
Are we trying to hide this?
Didn't seem that way.
Okay. I quicken my step. I don't like run or jog or whatever.
Do the hustle. All
right.
No, we're not trying to be.
It seems like the paladin, the half elf girl or woman rather, is walking up to random people and asking something. It looks like she's looking for information of some kind, but they all come away kind of like, what a weirdo. And the half-elf male is following after her and being like, would we please stop? This isn't going to do anything. We're attracting too much attention. And he does manage to fix eyes upon you two and notice that you're following them. And he kind of just eyes you warily and it looks like he's keeping tabs on you now.
Right, because you guys saw each other in the
midst. Right, yeah. And I make eye contact with him and try to like kind of wave him down.
Hey. I look
but not like a hey, but like a.
He eyes you warily and like hits his companion on the back, and she turns around. And says, what? He like points at you two.
I smile, try to be unassuming. Like
I'm not secretly following you. I'm obviously following.
Oh, you're just like waving at him, like oh, nice day, and no, like you're gonna keep going, or you're trying to.
No, I'm like.
Notice me, senpai.
Like, yeah, like.
Notice me, senpai.
Okay,
that's cool. I'm not. Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm like. Trying to
you
get like,
are
a waiter.
I'm
playing
she,
a Persian halfling.
She,
I've appropriated multiple cultures already.
Makes eye contact with you. She gets waiting. And it's like, walks up. Have you seen it?
I don't know what you're looking for, but you do seem to.
She looks disappointed.
You do seem to be looking for something, and I was wondering if perhaps
you.
I can help you.
And she's like, she looks disappointed, and the half-off male is, told you, you're not going to find any information just walking up to people and asking them if they've seen it. I'm surprised we haven't been arrested. My vision told me that that's the question I should ask, and it would find me the answer. I don't care what you dreamed about the other week. You won't know. We're going to get arrested. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you two.
No need to be sorry. I was just wondering if perhaps I could help you, because you do seem to be...
I have seen many its.
On a quest... Of
You've
some sort.
I've seen many its.
Don't let him be.
Please, tell me of these its you've seen.
Oh,
I have seen.
Straight out of an anime.
I've seen children turn into orcs.
I don't think that's what Helm wanted me to find.
That's
what
I'm
thinking. All right.
Are you seeking something in particular?
I don't know.
What brought you to this city?
I thought that I could. Second city we've. It's the second time we've tried. We came here from the capital and we just. Maybe you're right, brother. Maybe it wasn't vision. Maybe it was just a dream. I told you! It's not really not what I need here. I know. I'm sorry. I just. I'm glad you're finally seeing sense. I'm not sure what I'm seeking. I just know I'm supposed to be seeking it, or at least I thought I was supposed to be seeking something. We're in town because of a dream I had, and I don't really know what I'm doing, except that I need to be seeking something. I left the clergy and the capital, and I am trying to get in trouble. My brother's trying to keep me out of it. I'm sorry. Where are my manners? My name's Rhea. Rhea Mirden.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dravinia.
Champion of Helm. This is my brother, Dylan Mirden, and he's champion of himself. Nice.
I am Nadar.
Well, you are.
On the blue.
Oh. It's an honor to make your acquaintance. Yeah, real honor. And you are?
I just said it.
You did?
I did.
Oh, you did. Yeah, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. What brings you to this hovel?
Well, I'm on a bit of a quest myself, but I know what I'm looking for. We're just...
That's nice.
We're just, there's a group of us. We just became a company, a mercenary company, so I was...
Oh.
That's why I was wondering if perhaps we could help you, because we're good at odd jobs and such.
Oh, well... Well, my brother here is more interested in that. We were just at the... He thought as long as we were out here we could make some money, but apparently you can't make any money without being registered as a mercenary company. Yeah, that's what I told you.
I love it when he argues with himself.
Mm-hmm. Just shut up.
Funny, I say that all the time.
Listen.
He just won't listen.
I'm here to make sure she doesn't get in any trouble, okay? And it's a dangerous town. I've had my run-ins with the tumblers before. They tried to recruit me back in the day. I wanted to make sure that she didn't wander in and in back alleys by herself.
Certainly, I'm aware of the threats of the city. I think that's very noble of you to go with your sister.
Oh, she's a pain in my ass, but she's my sister.
Sisters.
I am sure that one of the fates can take care of themselves.
I'm standing right here. Yeah, you're impossible to miss. You clank around like you're some kind of siege weapon.
Do I clank?
Very much so. Well, if you do decide that you do need the help of the likes of us, we do stay at the pantry, the Kraken's pantry.
Is
there
a mercenary company?
We are.
How do you do that?
Well, you've got to have four.
Yeah, that's what she told us.
Pretty much what she's the one who told us everything I need to know, so...
She said we didn't have four, so she might not as well bother teaching us anything else.
Well, you need four. You have to have...
Say, get two more people and come back and see her, is what she said.
You have to have a certain allotment of gold, I believe.
Oh, great. I could normally acquire some gold, but, live by the law here doesn't let me do what I used to do. Because I had to bail you out of jail. That's where all my gold went. One time!
I mean, I've never been to jail, so...
Why do you deposit all of your money in jails?
I don't try to.
We usually give it to Munley
Handers. I chuckle.
Munley Handers?
Munley Handers.
Common is not his first language.
You don't say.
Well, as I was
saying,
taking
your advice to heart.
We do stay at the Kraken's pantry. There are a group of us. There are four of us. So long as you don't pilfer.
Are you guys allowed to have other people along on your contracts?
I don't see why not. I believe as a company we should decide that and not the government. Perhaps.
That's what a government's good for, getting in a man's way.
We are changing our name to the Hand of Libertarianism.
Actually, it's going to be
it's just one middle finger is your sigil.
I told you.
Our new motto is "Fuck you by being detained."
We're not
fuck you
by being
detained.
And I'll go syndicalist commune.
Oh dear, sweet God! This just got way too political. I guess it's my fault.
All right,
you started. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Diplomatic community.
Just trying to travel.
I was not driving. I was traveling down that road,
exercising my right to movement.
All right. Arresting everybody walking, driving down that particular sidewalk, which is profiling. Profiling is wrong. Alright, so
I mean, if you don't mind.
Maybe that's a loophole we need.
Being around the likes of us.
I travel around with her all day. I think I can handle you two.
Oh, no, there are four of us.
Well, because there needs to be four.
And so long as you keep your hands to yourself.
Oh,
I look him up and down.
Right. My lady! Why would you ever, ever assume that I would want to keep my hands to myself?
Hey, Nadara, you got a healing word for that sick burn?
Oh.
You might need regeneration.
Do I have to roll something for that? Like intimidate or like yourself?
Are you trying to intimidate him?
Oh I'm not trying to intimidate, but I'm just...
Roll a persuasion then.
Okay. Do I have...
Roll a feminism check.
Right, like... I don't need your hands
roll
on
a privilege
me.
Check.
I like it. It's going to be 15 persuasion.
What? Privilege?
What is it with all your characters wanting to do all my dexterity?
No, I'm not saying that. That's not a thing. I'm just saying, sneak thief, keep your hands to yourself. You don't steal my shit and you'll be good. That's what
roll?
I'm trying. I did roll and I rolled a 15.
You don't cop steel, you don't cop copper.
You don't cop copper.
No copper.
He's looking at you like, whatever you say.
Enamored.
I give him
16.
Damn. I give him like a sideways glance, roll my eyes.
I like her. She'll kill you, you know. Wouldn't be the first time one of those has tried.
One of those? I'm
oh,
human.
Oh shit.
Whatever. And
I met a female. Relax. Not insulting.
Not always.
Yeah.
Not what?
Always.
Not always. By the way, let me... Just to keep things above the board, let me go talk to that woman and see if this is on the up and up, and then...
Well, perhaps we'll talk to her.
Listen, I don't want to... No, I don't want you guys to be penalized by our... We just came from there. I'll just go back and talk to her. She said if, you know...
Can I do a recollection? Because she told... Or can I roll to recollect...
yeah, it's usually intelligence.
Would that be intelligence or wisdom to try to remember? Because she told us like the ins and outs of everything, but it's been a while, and I've personally...
Intelligence is reason and memory. Like
you don't need to roll on intelligence. It's fine. She because in game it was like a few days ago, so I'm what?
You rolled 20. For
he
no
would like
reason.
To point out. He
congratulations!
Saved
you wasted a 20.
We don't have to do shit if we just take him on as hirelings.
Is that what actually, like, in...
Normally, hirelings are nameless, faceless, expendable NPCs. In this case, we can actually have some, like, just hire them on as paid employees. Not that you'd know that, because I'm not there.
Well, I mean, I can recall it, because my character was there at the same time you
were. We're at the Odyssey, if you want to come look us up. If we don't find any work or anybody who can answer her ridiculous questions in a couple of days, we're probably going to move on. But we'll be at the Odyssey if you want to come see us.
Is the proprietor named Homer?
Ulysses.
Oddly enough, yes.
His name's Ulysses.
Mm-hmm. No, why would you think that? His name's Iliad.
Iliad. It's head over heels for female singers.
Damn, what a waste.
I just burned a 20. God damn it.
You guys
that's
gotta
why
stop.
You don't stop. That's why
you
don't fucking
dice for nothing.
Right?
All right, so they...
Piss off...
Is there anything else you want from these two?
Just make sure they were properly cooked.
You're gonna piss off R and Jesus, and then we're all gonna be cooked.
Do I recall?
Look.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to remember if they can join us. Like,
five.
If we have to do anything extra to have anybody else join us.
That question was not asked at the time that you guys talked to her. You'd have to go talk to her again.
Okay. So
okay.
It's something that I would like to know for myself, even if he goes and asks as well.
No, he's saying, fine, you guys want to find out for yourselves, find out for yourselves. We'll be in town for a couple more days. We're at the Odyssey. If you find that we can be of service, I mean, we're in a tight spot, and we'd love to make some money while we're out here, so it's not a total loss. It won't be a would you stop?
No.
If you want to come find us at the Odyssey, we'll be there. Trying to keep a low profile, because I think we've gotten too much attention as it is.
Well, good luck finding what you need to find. Once again, I know that we can find you there, but you can find us at the Kraken's Pantry.
All right, well, we'll be there.
Have a wonderful day. Good luck in your adventures.
My background included proficiency.
And I want to go back to the...
Seemed like the right one for a month.
And she's like, whatever. And she walks off and starts talking to people, and he's like, here we go again.
So I go back to the...
Kraken's Pantry?
No.
Oh, the Umberlee?
Right.
Temple of Umberlee?
Port Authority.
You go back to... You walk straight in. The half-orc and the Sohagen are already there, or still there.
I come clanking behind her.
Clank, 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 clank. They don't seem to pay you guys any mind. You walk straight back up to the office. She's there. Looks like she's eating a bit of breakfast. Looks like some dried meat. Reading over something.
Good morning again.
Oh! Hello there! And she puts the book away, perception check.
Please tell me it's a smut novel. Oh, I don't perceive anything.
The lusty
it's
Argonian
man. Yes.
50 Shades of Grey
it's
Hot.
It's an 8.
12.
12?
8
yeah. You see the title.
Dungeons and Dominatrices.
It's The Lusty Dragonborn Maid.
Lifts her tail.
You've read this book.
Lifts her wings.
No, you've heard of this book.
It's the bestseller back home.
It's the bestseller back home.
She's a national treasure.
She is.
Single-handedly restarted the race after the cataclysm. A la Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, God. The Lusty Argonian Maid does La Campria. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
All right.
I've
seen like a comic book cover of that, and it's like her like cleaning a table, seductively.
Not quite for me, thank you.
And her tail's lifted.
I don't
someone
like sea urchins.
It's
an excretion. Anyway.
I
mean, it's all safe for work.
Sorry to interrupt you. I know that you're...
That's all right. That's what I'm here for, man. I'm just grabbing a quick bite while no one was in here. Can I help you?
I was wondering about the ins and outs of being part of a mercenaries company.
What do you need to?
Well, when we take on certain bounties, what happens if we perhaps hire somebody else or have another person join us? Is it...
Oh,
like if we come across... Because we have another...
If they'd like to share on the bounty...
We have another comrade in our group who sometimes... you know, he stayed behind, but if he joins us again... You know, I mean, because there are the four of us, but sometimes there are five, and...
It's not an uncommon problem. Well, there's a couple of ways you can do it. If they want to share in the bounty at all, there's one of two ways. You can pay them a set fee, where it's a set fee up front or a promised portion of whatever bounty, in a way of hiring them all. Or, if you want them to, you can take them on their first adventure as somewhat of an audition. If you're interested in having them in your company and expanding your company.
Tryouts.
In which case they would get a portion of the bounty just because they're auditioning to be a part of whatever. Or whatever portion of the bounty you set aside for them. You know, if they fail your audition, they get nothing. If they, or your trial, as it were. If they succeed in the trial, you can give them whatever portion of the bounty you see fit. So either you take them on a trial, or you hire them up front, are the two standard ways of doing it. Sometimes you don't have to tell me what's part of your trial. You just have to know that it is a trial. Some companies have very secretive ways of how they induct new members. That's none of my business. I just need to know if to give them to have them. You can't just grab Johnny homeless man off the street and take him along on your... Because that would be in breach of contract. Everybody needs to be at least affiliated with or hired by the mercenary company. And as long as that's fine, you know, if you find somebody along your travels and, like, say you go into a deep cavern and you find someone being held prisoner and they end up helping you complete whatever you're trying to do, you have to work out that when you found them in the dungeon, you then hired them to be a part of your mercenary company. Things like that. As long as you guys work it out beforehand, before you come to me, it's fine.
Okay.
And no paperwork needs to be filled out. You just need to, when you fill out the paperwork for the bounty, you make a note of any extra hirelings or trial members or auditioners.
Certainly. Well, thank you so very much for your time.
No problem. And if you need paperwork to trial to add anyone to your mercenary company, come see me, or I can give it to you right now.
Yeah.
How many copies do you need?
Perhaps 3 or 4, just in case.
3 or 4. All right. Well, that's a silver piece a copy.
Very well. Clank's a lot is with me, so I take off his...
Sir Clank's a lot.
His armor, and I dig just through and
kind of chuckles
enough
at the level of paranoia you guys have of being here.
I dig
through... I can't say I blame you, but that's a bit extreme.
I get out enough electrum that I need and give it right back to her.
It'd be one piece.
So like one?
That'd be one piece.
One piece of electrum?
For five copies.
Okay, so I give her one piece of electrum.
Well, that'll be five copies.
Thank you very much.
Those poor scribes who have to sit there and write that shit all day. Fucking intern. Just copy this. That's
You do see a stack of blank vellum next to her, and she's got several inkwells.
Oh, it's her? Brutal. She needs an intern.
Right.
You get the sense she might be the intern.
Damn.
All right. So.
Seniority at these temples
run really hard. Also, unpaid internships are a thing, depending on what kind of guild your company or partner.
Unethical.
Yes, we don't do unpaid.
I'm just telling you that's a way you can do it.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there anything else?
I believe that's it. Get back to your book. Best wishes. I turn around.
I will. Got to remember to lock that door next time. You leave and you hear a click.
Did I hear her say that under her breath?
Yeah. You could swear you smell a candle being lit.
I don't know.
Takes the book out and heads to one of the bathrooms.
No need. The door's locked.
Seashell.
You hear some kind of weird jazz flute music. Is that all right?
He's in the bathroom.
It's like the third time.
Okay.
All right. Apart from spending the night at Thunder Brews and reconvening, what do you guys want to do?
Well, before I leave Thunder Brews for the night.
All right.
Okay, I guess he's starting to, you know, put chairs on tables and stuff like that. Cullen. Rewards, please.
Hey, what can I do for you, lad? You're here kind of late.
Maybe somewhere away from Prey and Ice.
All right, give me 20 minutes to clean up and,
okay. Jesse! I actually start giving him a hand to try to maybe, you know.
That's a breaking up. She comes out and
I don't listen to him. I help him like clean up anyway.
Lad, seriously, don't.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I hear a note of threat.
No, he's you can hear a note of seriousness. It's not you. It's just a lot of circuit rules in, you know, the Merchants Guild to having your own establishment, and I have to, you understand. Either way, Jesse! And a,
But he could be an unpaid intern.
I kind of whisper to him, I've never been a fan of bureaucracy.
Of course! It's made to get in a man's way.
Anyway, I, a buxom in a tavern dress with low cut and muscly half-orc comes out of the bar, a female half-orc. She's like, yeah.
This is Jesse.
Show my friend here to the back room, would you? I've got to have a word with him.
Of course.
And she kind of leads you back.
Thank you.
And it's weird, she has a Scottish accent.
Not unheard of.
But she can probably carry 10 mugs in each hand.
She probably can. She's like, oh, nice to meet you, I'm Jesse.
Pleased to meet you.
She's got a strong grip.
I like that.
Anyway, here's his
I kind of blush a little bit as I as
you know. You've got a great beard.
Here's your here's your room, honey. It's nice to meet you. It looks to be a study of some kind. Colin will be back here in a minute. She turns around and kind of sashays out.
That's a lot of sash to A.
I enjoy the view.
Hey, now we know what he's into.
You know what they say? Once you go dwarf, that's par for the course.
Did you hear that from the I believe that you have been listening to the dark talk.
Instead of inspiration, I have discouragement.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you have a point of inspiration, just go ahead and erase that.
All right. Point of discouragement.
Point of discouragement. You roll twice, take the lesser. All right.
All right, so you're led back there by Jesse. After about 10, 15 minutes, Thunderbrew comes in. He's wiping his hands with a rag and throws it on the corner. Stands by and says, "Oh, what can I do for you, lad?"
Arm wrestling right now.
All right, if you insist.
Been thinking a lot about the last time I was here. The last conversation we had.
Aye.
You're right, I need to be keeping a lower profile.
Wouldn't be the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Done a lot of dumb things.
Haven't we all, lad? Don't be too hard on yourself about that.
I was wondering if I could ask a favor of you. The only favor is to just hold on to something for me.
Don't laugh.
Hold on to something.
And just keep it secret and keep it safe.
All right. Well, this is the second favor you've asked of me. The first one was to keep my ear to the grindstone about your wayward dwarf.
And I did try to help you clean up your bar, so I think we're kind of
equal. Lad.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So, lad, you seem a good sort. And I'm sorry for the position you've been put in, so I'll do a favor for you. But, as this is the second favor...
It'll cost you.
I need something in return. Is it?
I require a future boon from you.
I will do whatever I can to help you.
All right. Favor for a favor. You owe me one, lad. But yeah, I'll hold on to your trinket for you.
You're more than one, my friends. So I take off my helmet.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm not wearing my helmet, but I take out my helmet.
Mm-hmm.
This you can leave out.
All right.
If anybody asks you, just tells you this was looted off the body of Hathor Gildenhammer.
Does he?
This is nothing. This is a curiosity. It might even bring some people into your shop. But this, I hand in my hammer. The family hammer. This to bury in a hole somewhere. Somewhere nobody will find it. Somewhere where maybe even you will forget about it.
Well, lad, I'll hold on to them for you.
You don't even really have to keep it safe. You can throw it in a deep, dark hole for all I care. Because when I'm ready, when the need arises, it will make its way back to me. But I have to make some changes to who I am and who I present myself as. I'm going to stay alive long enough to pay back the favor I owe you.
Well, lad, we have an accord.
Not yet, because the favor that I do for you cannot be anything immoral. Just putting that out there. I have certain standards. But if it's within my power, and it's within my ability to live with myself, isn't it? At the end of the day, that's really all we have, isn't it? Being able to live with ourselves. If you don't want to do this, tell me now, and I will not hold it against you, because you have been a good friend.
Lad. Calm yourself. I'll hold on to your things for you. They'll be kept safe. I'll hold on to them in a way that I won't tell you about. And while I've been around for a long time, I'm not exactly a nefarious type, so if I ever need a favor from you, it's not going to be to go burn down an orphanage or anything like that. It might be fraught with danger and peril, but...
That sounds
that's what
delicious.
I do for a living, my friend. That's not doing you a favor, that's taking a job that you've prepaid for.
You see, jobs are a funny thing. You can weigh your options, risk versus payout, risk versus fame, you know, how much fame or infamy you'll get from completing a certain task, how much you'll get paid. You can weigh your options. When you owe someone a favor,
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the risk versus fame versus gold. So, well, I see what you mean. It's not always businesslike. But, fear not. I've not anything on currently on the table to throw you away at the moment, but just keep in mind you owe me one. And I might eventually come call. Either way. Is there anything else you need? Because I'm damn tired.
Sleep tight. Be safe.
You do yourself.
Take care of your gnomish friend. So he's an odd character.
He's a gnome.
Yeah. What was his name again?
Darrigan.
Kind of like Darren, but at a G. Darrigan.
Okay. Didn't get the name earlier. I wanted to write it down. Have a good night, my friends.
Sleep tight.
I start making my way back to...
Don't let the tumbler stab.
I stuff everything into my breastplate just like he's been doing. And anything I can't fit in there, I've got my hands directly over.
Okay. give me a 15%.
1 to 15.
All right, perception check.
Not bad. That is a 18.
All your belongings still appear to be there.
Okay.
All right.
And the hammer, I'm maintaining. I'm not breaking the weapon bond on that.
Okay.
So that basically, as long as it is on the same plane as me,
mm-hmm.
I can summon it to my hand no matter where I am.
All right. Sounds good.
So,
so you gave away a favor for literally nothing. Hilarious.
Well, I don't want to be, you know, have it on me if the wrong people come calling.
Alright, so make your way back to the Kraken's pantry. Is there anything else you guys want to accomplish tonight? Alright, next morning, what are you guys doing? You guys all kind of mosey your way down to the breakfast table. A meal very similar to what we actually have on the table, which is breads, meats, and cheeses, is presented. You all kind of sit around the same table. What do you do?
Well, when I come down, everybody notices my hair is completely gone.
Well, that's a different
look. The dwarves usually lose all their fur.
With the exception of a bit of my beard. Enough to still qualify as okay for a dwarf. But
like gone, like cut, burned.
Like shorn.
Like nared. Like how much
I
hair does
I can try to heal whatever disease you have. But I recommend not sleeping with them anymore.
I did this on purpose.
Oh. Oh.
May I ask why?
Yes, what brought about the sudden...
Especially for a dwarf.
...change.
This seems drastic.
Well, a lot of dwarves shave their heads and things like that, but I'm...
Yeah, but you haven't. We've known you for months.
I'm trying to...
they're ones that always have their head shaved.
It's obvious I'm trying to drastically change my appearance.
Did you say that?
I'm just asking the reason.
Perhaps one there's not quite so many ears about.
I can dye your beard blue.
That won't be necessary.
I still want to know how.
I've seen him take a shit.
So,
I know how.
What?
It's not supposed to be that color.
What bounty should we go on next?
Well, Asim and I made a contact with a gnome last night, a wizard who is looking to explore some ruins. I guess
is he a wizard? I thought he was just a strange old man.
Oh no, he was a wizard, trust me. He apparently he's part of one of the guilds here, and one of his apprentices, subordinates, something was planning to go explore a cave. It's actually one that we have on our to-do list. But he feels his young subordinate is not suited to this task. So he's here to take care of it himself, and I offered our services if that's not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's one of the bounties already posted on the board, I don't see why that
he seems.
We met a strange pair yesterday.
We did.
Is that so?
Okay. Tell me.
Yeah, it was a brother and sister team, and she seemed... she said she was part of the clergy in the capital and decided to leave, and she kept asking if we had seen it. She couldn't tell us. She seemed as if she...
They were very strangled.
I've heard about these people.
Strange,
asking
not strangled.
Odd questions.
Certainly. They didn't seem to be amiss. He did look to be...
Half-elf female paladin, yes?
Yes. And then her brother seemed to be a roguish type gentleman.
I did not hear much about him.
But they appear to be looking for work, and...
Really?
And perhaps they could join us. I mean, I know that's divvying up the bounty quite a lot, but they seem to be down on the luck.
But it's also extra hands and extra swords, and that's never a bad thing.
Oh, certainly.
I
also went back and spoke to your door friend at the guild and at the guild hall, and she
has very good reading.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that, so I wouldn't know what book she was reading.
I just kind of smile over it myself.
But I was asking her, and apparently we can take other people on our adventures with us, so long as we they have to be either a hireling,
well, of course,
or they have to be on an audition.
Well,
what's
the bounties paid to our company? It's really up to us how we split it. We want
certainly
to hire on other. Obviously, I guess the way these things work here, they probably want to, you know, when we claim it, we want to make sure that they know that we had some assistance. But
right, we do have to put that on the bounty.
But we could sign them on as interns, consultants,
mm-hmm.
Any of those would. I've seen, you know, similar situations in my homeland. You could hire them on as junior members who we give them a flat percentage of the net. Give them, say, 2.5% apiece to give us assistance and be regular. But they do not have, say, voting rights in the organization itself. It is we are still in control. They are our employees. And perhaps if we get some additional members who are interested in a similar arrangement, we could actually work our way up to a full 12-person organization and become a guild.
Yeah,
it's actually this is actually very fortuitous.
I don't think that this brother and sister group will join our ranks full term, but perhaps we could help them in the meantime.
Well, that would be fine, but you know, it's you never know who you're going to meet. Remember, you just saved my ass from a bunch of orcs, and here I am, your business partner.
This is a true statement.
Speaking of business partner, and I'm over here, been over here untying and undoing my armor. Our shares clink.
We're here in the tavern
to fight this up.
So it's a bag with 95 electrum pieces.
Actually,
of it.
There's
94.
Mm.
So that would be we have to make some change out of our company.
Well, the guild,
any cash,
or not the guild, the company bank has 103 electrum. We can divide it up by 25 and leave the 3 in there.
Okay,
that's doable.
That sounds fine to me.
Or perhaps we can take a little bit less. We could take 20 apiece.
Let's take 20 apiece and leave some in the hoard.
Certainly.
And
that gives
the
us
hell did you just call me?
Bitch, we didn't stutter.
For the hoard.
You guys do that really well.
Never played a all day right of Wild
Victory
Mind
for Sylvanas.
Yeah,
that's from Warcraft. The actual strategy game. They say that to
well, they
send
say
the
it
units
in,
to attack.
They say it
yeah
in WoW as
oh,
well.
Oh, I have no doubts.
I probably have heard it in Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time
Warcraft
you end the conversation with an orc, that's
yeah
or
the
Horde.
Or when you send certain units to attack, I think that would be a better threat too.
Yeah. So
so we're leaving.
You said there was 103. We're 100. Taking 20, so we're leaving 23.
Yeah. Right. Sounds good.
Just as a recap, we have 23 electrum pieces, 2 gold,
some gems.
Yes, yeah, 6 gems at 200 gold pieces, 9 gems at 50 gold pieces, 1 piece of art worth 250 gold pieces, 1 sculpture at 250 gold pieces, and 1 brooch of shielding.
And I'm keeping an ongoing ledger of the missions that we do,
mm-hmm,
quests that we go on, and what our rewards were for there, so we can kind of keep an idea of what's being the most profitable for us.
Fantastic, I love it.
I would love to meet these siblings and have a conversation with them, see if what they might be interested in doing for us.
Well, are we going to try to embark on this bounty now?
Well, we do have...
Okay. I mean, it is
we have
just dawn.
We do have a fort full... Well, the gentleman who's here to explore the caves, he's just going to take a couple of days because he's got to do some research. So we got some time to do something else in the meantime. We do have that bandit hunt.
Mm.
That's 150 gold, and they take 20%, but that's still 150 gold.
I mean...
And
I'm sure bandits would have a great deal of loot as well.
Yes,
right.
And that's what and
we get to keep all that.
We keep that.
All incidental findings are
pay
ours.
Them,
no
pay them
a percentage
to
yeah.
come along with us. If she is you said she was
a cleric. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
a cleric sword.
And he's
cleric with a sword.
Familiar with the ways of the shadow, as Asim is here.
The male is
apparently,
the
apparently, I'm not
and
entirely
the female
sure.
is the muscle.
Okay, well, we can always meet them and see if they are amenable to come with us on this task. Six people hunting bandits, that's quick work, you know. So,
hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's...
Well,
where are they staying?
The Odyssey.
Yes. Is that something you heard in your...
How did you know?
Because I walked around town and asked questions.
You can read minds?
I thought you could read minds.
Also that.
Alright, so I guess we can
swing
that way. What were their names?
I could tell you, but I was eating at the time.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't remember.
Roll a wisdom check to remember.
I would have made it a point to remember.
The character would be good at this.
Right?
You don't make me
I'm
actually
not.
Swing swords, God.
I rolled a natural 20, so I super remember.
Yeah,
Rhea and Dylan Mirden.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that because I rolled a 3.
Yeah, natural 20.
I was eating at the
I feel
time.
Like I wasted that.
The Paladin of Helm from the capital.
I remember that one.
Oh, Paladin.
Yep. Yeah, she's a Paladin.
Nice.
She is an armored muscle.
Thank you, love.
Which rather you?
Nothing for you. Go lay down.
That's bullshit. I'm going the opposite direction of what you said because no.
Well, John.
Yes, we do have
Will
a.
Turn off the light in the bedroom.
We do have the bandit hunt, and we also have a wanted person, someone wanted for murder. This Carl the Club.
Mm.
And
killed a guard.
Yeah.
Killed a guard.
So either one of those we can do in the meantime. I think those would be fairly quick. Quick encounters.
I think if we're going to take other people on, we should probably find out whatever would be most profitable. Or perhaps the bandits, because there are probably more of them as opposed to one of the murderer.
Well, that's what I was thinking as well. The murderer is 200 alive.
Sorry,
200 gold alive. The bandit hunt would be 150 gold. Each of them is a 20% cut, one to the baron and one to the merchant guild.
I say we go for the bandits.
The bandits, I think, there'd be more loot, and we'll need the extra hands. I think
certainly
agreed.
So, and it'll be a good chance to evaluate them, see them in action, and see if we want to bring them on a more permanent basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. So let's head to the Odyssey. I'd like to meet some.
Me as well. After hearing so much about.
Before we go, do I clank
loudly?
Yes.
Mm, often, and with great fervor.
I'm now self-conscious about this.
No need.
Well, it's not you, really. It's probably
okay.
Your equipment.
Before
imagine
we head
if you are naked, you do
I would like to know, is there a
you
weapons
have to
store here?
Or
not
the
specifically. You can try your luck at all the carts.
Okay, well, as if it's kind of on the
there
way...
There might be a couple weapons at the General's, at Carwin's.
I'd like to either to check both the carts and Carwin's.
Trying to like tighten everything down.
Squeaking your
yeah.
Are you boiling?
I want to pick
no,
up a couple of
my buckles
of,
down
of
my
special
my
treats
okay,
for
like
the bandit fucks.
That I have to bolt in.
High or low?
High.
I don't think you have armor hardcore enough that it requires being bolted on. That's like full plate, double plate, mountain plate levels of shit.
I have full
plate. Roll investigation check.
Huh?
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't realize you made it all the way full plate. Right?
Yep.
I'm dealing with full plate right now.
Well, he got it off of those smart
right.
Orcs.
And
they're both in full plate.
And it wasn't quite right
14.
Size for you, so you probably do have to
14.
It.
Yeah, I do have to
Carwin's is fresh out.
Armor
they just had a group of sailors
Excel.
Come by
to
get their weapons. You do find...
Well, there's real vendors.
A
You do find a halfling merchant in a caravan with lots of fabrics and silks and brightly colored things.
Mm-hmm.
He's dark-skinned, like your gnome friend here. And he speaks with an interesting accent, kind of like your gnome friend.
Oh, a familiar accent.
A familiar accent. He's wearing a series of multicolored cloths wrapped around his head, kind of forming like a turban-like thing. He's wearing long flowing robes, and he has a cart with
Does
all these fabrics
shave?
All over, and several things have been folded out, and baubles and beads are hanging from many of them. And there's two sticks holding out kind of like a cloth pavilion. And he's got a carpet laid on the ground. It's a very ornately embroidered carpet. It's gorgeous. And he's like, come on, come on, come to Gypsy Jack's. Gypsy Jack's, Gypsy Jack's,
curly.
Wonderful things. Come, come.
Curly beard down here.
No.
Hawking lamps.
No. He's clean shaven.
The diamond in the rough.
Come to Gypsy Jack's wonderful emporium. Yes, come, come, come. You, sir. You look like you have the man of adventure. You, hold on, don't tell me. You need health potions. Yes, health potions is what you need. Come, I have some.
Am I with you? I wish I were with you.
I say to him in my dwarven,
mm-hmm.
Try again. Perhaps he speaks it, or at least recognizes my accent.
Ah, yes, you. Of course, you don't need silly health potions. That was a test. Congratulations, my friend. Welcome to Gypsy Jack's. I am not in
I look over at Steam and I'm like, I like this guy.
I noticed that you... hold on. A dwarf from across the seas in a strange place. You are wearing armor. You've obviously taken from a kill of some sort, as it is not the kind of armor I'm used to seeing your kind in. You have a shield, but yet I do not see a weapon.
I've got two giant fucking hand axes sitting on my back.
Okay, never mind.
I wonder what's that on this guy.
Yeah.
Is he just trying to sell us something, or is there something more sinister going on?
Yeah, that's
here?
I mean,
I'm
the same
excited.
Thing.
With
fuck
the 24.
It.
I'm not going to beat that.
12.
18.
This is my class thing, guys. Come on. Let me have this. I'm good at like three things.
16.
I mean, you're better than us at it, but I can still.
I rolled 19.
Terminia. He's hard to read.
He's hard to read.
What'd you get?
I just got 12.
It's hard to read. What'd you get? I thought you got 12.
18.
Okay. Never mind. He's hard to read. The rest of you. He looks like he's trying to sell you something.
Okay.
What's your...
I mean, it would make sense that I would know that. I am over traveling.
Gypsy Jacquard, yes. Come in.
I'm looking for swords and axes from all possible worlds.
I'm a wisdom class.
I may have a few.
Shh. Some kind of charisma thing, right?
Swords and axes, you say?
Yeah, you're the wisdom class. I'm the wisdom class.
One moment. He kind of goes around the side of his car. Ladder falls down and hops into his cart, and from inside the cart you hear clang, clang, clang. Oh, that's not it. Meow! Damn cat.
Oh lord,
how much
cat?
The
and he comes out with a small satchel.
You're like,
how much for
with
the
cat?
Please, I am a professional.
I haven't had breakfast.
Don't sling, 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 and several weapons fall down.
They clatter out on the sidewalk.
On the carpet in front of this thing.
I cringe when I say that because I hate seeing like a nice weapon like abused in such a way.
Well, it's like you dumped out a bag of guitars.
Cling, 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 cling. Ah, yes. These. Now let's see, we have the sword, not of dwarven make, but it is curved as you see, it is good for fighting, in case you need,
sure.
You don't look like a dexterous type, and he throws it back.
I take a knee, and I just kind of, I want to look at the pile myself, not necessarily poke through quite yet.
He doesn't let you touch it, but you can get close.
I just,
this is an axe, I believe, not of your people's make, but far to the west there is a clan of dwarves. Who I got this off of at a fair price.
I call bullshit.
I'm looking for either a great axe or battle axe.
We already did it.
He's holding a battle axe.
It is a battle axe.
Okay. Does that continue for this?
Seems like it's for the encounter. It's double sided.
Okay.
And looks dull but well made.
Alright. Mayor?
It's been rattling around in a sack.
Be careful.
Right.
With it is very sharp.
Naked weapons.
Sure, it is. And I'm just kind of like testing the weight, testing the balance.
It's weighted well. I mean, it's not magic or anything, but I know Masterwork's not in this game anymore. But
right.
It's not Masterwork.
Okay.
I miss Masterwork.
But I mean, the edge can be rekeyed.
Yeah.
And
it's
nice
simple. It's not like
between
it's
regular
not,
magic items.
It's not like no gems or anything in there or anything. No inlay. But it's a very
I'm not looking for anything ornate. I'm looking for something very functional and very very durable.
They'll get the job done, lad.
All right.
Should he turn into somebody else?
All right, and
I
the axe is speaking,
like,
and it is magical and James liar.
I set aside
I'll get the job done.
Who are my cards? What you got?
Oh, I see. Wait a little one moment. No, that's a dagger.
I'm doing the whole like I'm going ahead and putting in my Amazon cart, but not necessarily checking out yet.
You switched to the Scottish accent, so I was like, or the axe ascension. The DM's a liar. I'll get the job done. That shit.
Took a drink right at that.
Oh, you got him.
You got him.
All right. He has a limited supply of standard fare weapons.
The other thing that I'm looking for is I'm looking for a greatsword.
He does not have a greatsword.
Not a greatsword. Okay.
But
a lot of great swords, but not
a
great
sword. If you take two long swords and put them together, you got a great sword.
He's got a couple mediocre swords.
Yeah, it's
kind of. He's got some adequate swords.
The weapons, I more have interesting curiosities. Curios, if you will. I have many, many magical items from across the sea.
Curios?
Okay. How much for the axe?
Ah, well. Let's see. Travel expenses. Hold on.
I look for around a bag. These are weapons. So it gained value by osmosis.
Oh, one moment while I look up. He seems to be flipping through some scrolls.
He's got some indices.
There's like a little rotating wheel above his head.
Hold on. Rebuffering.
One moment, please.
This is the time to rob him if anybody was interested.
Database error lookup.
Right? Oh, too bad. The battle axe's name was Axe Table Single Quote.
That would be
the whole scroll.
Mm-hmm. 12 gold.
12 gold.
12 gold, yes.
Gotta check my inventory and burst into flames.
That's with a discount because I like your style.
Database query.
Normally it's 15, but I like it. You seem to be a discerning customer.
Somebody wasn't sanitizing the database for a reason.
Any better than that persuasion check.
Roll they know what they want. We trust the users. We trust the users.
12.
No one trusts the users.
Yeah,
no.
That is about as good as I can do.
Okay, tell you what. My friends and I have to go to a meeting. We'll be back by this way in just a few minutes.
All right.
That axe is sharp enough to spit a hair, and you've got a deal.
You could literally hit a rabbit with it and turn it into stew. It's not sharp at all.
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah, I do. I've had enough of this guy's shit.
And I look at him and like, I'm fully aware. That's why I'm going
to
get into
You're actually
minutes.
Used to this type of merchant. Right, this is normal. So
I'm trying to
normal thing.
I'm just trying to be polite, but fuck it, that ship has sailed. So I'm like,
you drive a hard bargain.
So that is not a bargain. That is basic fucking decency for selling weapons.
I'm not a smith. I do not specialize in weapons. I happen to have a few.
Do you not wield a weapon when you're traveling these roads? They are dangerous, you know.
I have a club.
So I pluck a hair and start like running it along
you
the edge.
You really
of the
should
X.
expand your repertoire. Yes.
I have many fantastical things. It's not my fault you are only interested in the mundane.
The mundane gets me is a fantastical thing.
What is the most fantastical thing you have?
Oh, I'm sure nothing you can afford.
I pull out a very heavy bag.
Full of copper.
Full of copper. But he don't know that.
Yeah.
Roll.
I kind of
deception
like,
check with advantage. I guess
I will stick my hand into my armor and I will like jiggle my dummy purse as well.
We
so I'll give you I'll give you an aid. So I'm like
many coppers.
Oh
that time
shit!
I rolled a fucking 19.
Yeah.
21.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jingle jangle.
Boom. Forgive me, my lord. I may have misjudged you.